From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. The Missouri Association of Local Public Health Agencies, or MOALPHA, was founded in 1994 to support the city and county public health agencies in the state. I spoke with the incoming chair of the association, Gary Zabarak, about the public health challenges facing Missouri in 2015. In addition to that chairship, you're also the director of public health at Clay County Public Health Center. What are you hearing from your peers, and what are you seeing to be the biggest public health challenges this coming year?
Well, I think there are a number of challenges in the upcoming year. As a matter of fact, to get a better handle on that, we're going to be surveying the membership in January and February. But I can tell you from our general conversations at meetings, probably the biggest one is the lack of state funding for local public health in Missouri. We currently rank 51st in state funding for public health in the United States, and we actually have had such a significant cut over the last few years that we've actually gone from around $10 million in 2002, we're down to $2.3 million in 2014. That's a significant cut, and it gets reflected in our ability to provide those services that we're expected to provide.
How does that public health funding affect health outcomes in the state?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, there's direct correlation that we're seeing here in Missouri that our health outcome rankings are declining. As a matter of fact, we're now 42nd, for example, in heart disease outcomes. That basically means that there are only 9 other states that are worse than Missouri in that category. We're 39th in cancer, and those rankings are getting worse, unfortunately. So I think the lack of preventive funding in Missouri is catching up to us in terms of health outcomes, and I think we're seeing that.
So what else will you be focusing on in the coming year and in your term as chair of MOALPHA?
Well, I think, as I said, we're going to be surveying the membership. Probably the biggest focus for me in the upcoming year is after we get that assessment is to then step back and take a look at the landscape and look at all the serious challenges that are facing us, including funding. You know, we're no different than anybody else. We need resources if we're going to be expected to meet our mandates. And so, you know, if we aren't given the resources, then we have to continue to prioritize. And prioritize really means looking at, well, okay, what can you afford to do and what can you not afford to do? And that usually means services go away.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Thanks for listening.